Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
K8ZHL. Monitoring. Anyone out there? Hey man, I'm on my way to you. Me? You mean the Rick? Yeah, Huey. I thought you said you. Yeah. I'm sitting here getting ready to do a breathing treatment. You're not as clear. Should I drop down on the second one?
Oh, so I'm on a walkie-talkie, Gary.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense, bro. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. But I could still hear you before on a walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah, it's just, don't have much power. I got the big antenna on of the two rubber duck antennas that come on. Hey, I'm going to clear back out and listen. I'm having a hard time breathing. I have a bit of asthma attack for breakfast.
Well, that ain't good. I'm going to take you out to breakfast. I'm going to buy my own. He's going to buy his own.
Eat up his weight in groceries.
Yeah, I'm not buying his. He can buy his own. I'll buy my own.
That's why I like to take him when we go somewhere. Go to them Chinese place and eat places and watch some Chinese people get scared.
Yeah, I'll bet.
We tag teamed the frog legs one day and the mussels, and we had some old Chinese guy come out, step out from the kitchen with a meat cleaver, smacking, not a meat cleaver, one of those, meat cleaver. That it? One of those big giant butcher knives, smacking his hand with it. I was just roaring.
That's funny.
All I could picture is that old guy coming after Rick with a knife and it'd be like an old Western with one of those chairs.
Yeah, I think he's pretty happy, man. He must have watched TV all night, I bet.
He should get to bed pretty early. He wakes up about 3 or 4 in the morning and starts guzzling coffee before he runs to town.
Yeah, that's what he says. He gets up about 4 in the morning. I'm like, what the heck? But he loves that bed, dude.
Yeah, if he stays out too late with those firefighters at one of those events, he probably sleeps till at least 6 in the morning. All right, man, I'm going to clear. I got to sit down. I'm going to get hooked up to this machine. I'll be better in about a half an hour.
All right. KEHZHL 73, clear.
73, KB8OOE.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
This is K8FE, Mobile 8, looking for an audio report.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Bravo, Whiskey, Kilo 8, Foxtrot, Echo, just looking for an audio report.
Sal, me too. You're showing Lima Charlie here in Deckerville, Michigan, sir.
Located in Colcollins.
So, Sal, you got a beautiful signal here near Deckerville, Michigan. We're located about 100 miles north of Detroit, Michigan, and you got Colcollins, I understand, over?
Roger, Colcollins, Michigan, the repeater's not that far away.
Sal, hey, you got excellent signal down here to the, I think it's the Lapeer repeater, correct me if I'm wrong, over.
Well, the system repeaters, the closest one to me is the one that's in Quantico C, white coverage receiver.
So, you're leaving with Charlie, over.
Appreciate the audio report. This is K8FE, Mobile 8.
Thank you so much for coming back to you, sir, and you have an excellent, you're S9 here on this meter here, and you have a gorgeous day. It's one thing we got today is good radio progeneration, and you have a great day, sir, and stay safe, and this is Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey, and you're saying the very best at 73.
K8ZHL, I'm here in Columbiaville. You're loud and clear, man. K8ZHL, clear.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 38 degrees.
K8LX listening.
LAX, NAWRO, good morning, Dean.
NAWRO, good morning, Tim. How are you this this brisk morning?
Yes, sir. It certainly was a little frosty out there when I first woke up this morning. I hate to admit this, but I actually haven't been outdoors yet. Probably for lunch, I imagine, but how goes your prep for tonight? I'm actually kind of looking forward to now for the meeting.
Well, I've been working on stuff since about, I went to bed about 3 o'clock in the morning. I woke up about 6, and I've been at it ever since. The daughter has a half day today, so I'm on my way to pick her up currently.
All right, very good. You might want to get a little nap in or something. Probably no time for that, though. Just to type in Mike and Dave, a quick email message. Most of it's going to be about having a bag full of HT radios available. I have, I think I count them up, it's probably a dozen, if not more, which is way too much because half the people have their own, but got them all pre-programmed and they're on the simplex frequency and they're all on low power. So it's an option if he wants to use them.
Copy that. Have we gotten any clarity on exactly how we're operating this evening?
Negative. That's kind of up in the air. The last I heard is Mike wanted to keep it off of RF. So then I was thinking about just using the Discord as the push to talk thing. But that option does exist. But then we don't know how that's going to perform, and you know that could be a mess. And then the only other option would be to, how would you say this, pretend. No radio, just, you know, talk.
That's helpful in a sense, but I feel like it doesn't present the challenges. When I met up with John, we were discussing it. And him and I brought up a good point. If you're just pretending, if you will, or just doing a mock drill with no RF, you don't really have double ups. You don't really have, things along those lines, those difficulties that you won't experience unless you're using a form of radio.
NAWRO, my thoughts exactly. That's why I want to give them options. So, hence my bag of radios bringing tonight. I got them all charged up. I'm not going to put them in the car because it's a little cold right now, but I'll just before I leave, I'll grab them. And I don't see any reason why the mainnet couldn't be on 146.58. And then the MyCon net, we could do simplex. Dave and I could do simplex on the DMR because we both have that simplex frequency, just to get it on a different frequency. And if we got the big room, which I think we do, I hope we do, we could just kind of spread out a little bit. But, yeah, I agree with you. RF might be better, but, of course, powers that be will make that decision tonight, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I was working on some stuff for the stream, and then I woke up this morning, and I'm like, all right, I got my camera, I got my tripod, I got everything together, and then I was like, oh, no, we're doing headshots. I need my softbox lighting, so I got to bring all my lighting, tripods. I'm not scrambling, but I'm scrambling, if you will. K-E-8-L-A-X.
Yeah, I kind of know how you're thinking. You don't want to forget something at home. I mean, you know, because it's too late. You can't go back and get it. And although the, if you think about it, though, the photos, let's be honest, that's going to be an ongoing thing. Because you're just going to get whoever's there, you're going to get a good chomp at those. You'll get those. But then, you know, it's going to be ongoing. And I don't know unless you want, I don't think he's going to want you to do any work at the Christmas meeting. So the next time you can reconvene would be, of course, January. So it's, put it this way, it's an ongoing project, right? I guess that's the way I'm gathering it.
Yeah, copy that. It's going to be an ongoing project, but I want to make sure that everybody that's there gets done. And actually, if somebody could bring it up on the Discord that we're going to be redoing all of them, I haven't gotten a chance. Everyone that's turned theirs in has thought about turning theirs in, so it might be a nice heads up for them if someone could send a message over the Discord and say, hey, we're going to be redoing IDs in their entirety, and we need a whole new set of pictures, so everybody stop by and see Dean. That way the people that have the ability to spiffy up a little bit have that opportunity rather than just being thrown that when they walk in the door.
Good idea. I'm in the middle of that email to both bosses, so I'll include that as a bullet point, and then I will post the same today because I highly doubt they would object to it.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm curious if John was able to complete what he was working on because we were messaging, I think, 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that, and he was still up working on some of this stuff. So he was burning the midnight oil as well. I'm curious how he did.
Yeah, it's a good meeting, but we got two big things going on at the same time here with your inaugural YouTube cast and the task at hand, doing the Skywarn mock drill. So I am happy that we canceled that little mini session we had with the other member for WinLink. Just too much, can't fit too much in one session. Can't do it. I'm looking at, I got multiple pages for your photo deployment ID checklist. And, of course, we have 30 on the front page, but you take away four of the members are not going to get IDs. So you're at 26 possible. In reality, there's a few more of that 26 that you're never going to get. So they'll probably be moved to the back page. So, but you have your baseline to start with, and we get multiple copies. And I'll bring an extra clipboard so you have one here.
Sounds good. The way you set it up, we technically only need one, I believe. But however it works, it's going to help us keep track and, you know, after that meeting and figuring out we were going to redo the ID system. The way you have it set up is absolutely ideal. My idea would not have worked for that setting. So we should be pretty good. I'm not stressing too much. I just want to get as many photos as I can. I'm hoping that I can get everybody there today. I might just have to do some shooting before and after the before and at the end of the meeting. And just kind of hammer some of this out, and then we should be good.
Yeah, I can assist you in coordinating that just because I, after everyone signs in, because I have the sign-in sheet too, which is pretty familiar. It's where your checkoff list came from, sort of. And I always do a head count too to make sure everyone signed in. And then, of course, I could coordinate with you to make sure everyone gets in front of the camera, try to knock as many off as we can before. And quick break, maybe take a couple during the break, and then the rest after. But it should work. I hope. Let's see. We try to do all the pre-planning we can, but it'll work. It'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll get it. I'm gonna show up quite early, and if the room's available early, I'm gonna set up early. Stand by, I've got a phone call coming in. KELAX.
NAWRO standing by.
KE8LAX returning. Yeah, they being a half day, she doesn't get to get out of the front of the school, so I have to sit in all this traffic with all these kids. And, excuse me, I had to hide in the back of the parking lot.
Yeah, I remember doing that in the old days. I used to pick up my son and his cousin back door of St. Augustine School here in Richmond. But we had our secret spot where I could, you know, avoid all that traffic. But, yeah, I know. In the big schools, you can't necessarily do that. So anyway, what you're doing with the photos is going to be the beginning of what I like to call a NAG list. And I already have one I'm finishing up, a NAG list for the Code of Conduct forms. And out of all of them, I've got 9 left. So, you know, eventually we'll whittle the photos down for Dave and get them all. But appreciate your help with that, by the way. That's a big ask, and it's quite appreciated.
Yeah, no problem. I know what the goal is by the first of the year, so I'm hoping whatever I can help check off. I know everyone kind of has a lot on their plate, so whatever I can help, you know, check off is what I'm trying to do.
All righty, sir. I think that's all I got. I'll finish up this email and put in the bit about posting for photos on Discord, and I will see you at the meeting tonight. I will be there no later than 6:30. When you're talking about early, that's anything before 6 p.m. I understand Mike will be there just a few minutes after 6, like 6:05 or something like that. You should have access to the room by 6. It would be a bonus if you can get in there before 6, but good luck with that. NAWRO after you.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to be there, and yes, before 6, and waiting. Hopefully it's available. If it's not available, I can wait. But for me, the earlier the better, because I have a lot of setup. Also, there's some different microphones to pass around the room if necessary, and a bunch of stuff that's been added on for this meeting. So Yeah, I will try to be there early. But 7-3s, and I'll be monitoring 7.2, and when I get back to the house, DMR as well. So if I'm needed, that's most likely where you can find me, that or Discord. So 7-3s, Tim, and we'll catch you a little bit later. This is KELX, and I'm monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 39 degrees.
KE4ZYQ88FK. KE4ZYQ here. You sound like I woke you up there, Joe. How you doing?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I was sitting here with the TV on, the radio on, and my head came up, and there you were. I guess that was good timing.
Well, I met a new operator. He's downtown right now by the Renison. I heard him on the Renison repeater there, the UHF repeater. Talked to him a little bit. His name is Blue. His call sign is W1BLU. He's from out of town. He's moving into Clinton Township here in the next few weeks, so that's why I'm giving you a call. If you want to make a note of his call sign, W1BFU, and I'll give you his friend's name, too, if you got a pencil, is Scott. K8VXM. K8VXM is helping them move into Clinton Township there, Joe, so you, no doubt, will hear from them and have a conversation with them. He'll be your neighbor. This is AD8FK.
Yep, K4CYQ, letting that drop a little bit. Yeah, did you happen that, get established that he's moving into a house, a condo, or, you know, whereabouts is his final destination?
Well, he couldn't provide all that this time, but I'm sure you'll hear from him. You want me to give the call sign again?
Nope, negative. Got it. Pretty good. But, yeah, no, that's interesting. Yeah, hopefully he's getting a house, unless he gets into an area that's, like myself, pretty decent. It's not bad at all. You know, being in the midst of everything where I'm at over here, it's probably more quieter than most people's neighborhoods. It's off the beaten path. There's only one in and out area, out the one front area, and there's no through traffic, so you don't get all this, diverted people when there's a road closed or road work or whatever. You can't get through the neighborhood, go somewhere else. So I think most people know that. That's why we don't get much traffic, other than the locals, as they would say. Back to you.
Glad you have a good situation. I'm sure if you hear him, when you hear him, he'll probably tell you more about his location. But it'll be a few weeks. He just bought a place, and he didn't say it was in a condo or a house or whatever, but something I just got to talk to. And he was in a mobile down there, down Detroit. He's underneath the rent center. And so we had a nice little QSO. But he had a dog with him, and the canine, the canine needed a break, so he was trying to find a place to let the canine out. All right, well, I'm going to
let you go now, and I'm going to make a check on my wife. She's in a doctor's office here, so I'm going to go in and see how her doctor is making out. Back to you, Joe. Yeah, KE4ZYQ. Did you, during your conversation, one last question, did you establish he's a Michigander relocating in Michigan, or is he from outside in, coming into Michigan for the first time or whatever? Any of that come about or what? Back to you one more time. No, that didn't. I don't know what brought back to Michigan. Maybe it's a nice warm weather. What do you think? Yeah, it sounds like he may be coming into Michigan with that call sign. I don't know. But, hey, the more the merrier. You get more on the round tables and the rag shoes and the nets. So I'll let you go so you can go check on Sweepy. There, you didn't think I would remember, huh? Or what would that be? Driving Miss Daisy. There you go. Check on Miss Daisy. KE4ZYQ. Well, very good. Good to hear you out there, and we'll talk to you later. AD8FK, clear.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
KIDL listening.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
K8LAX monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees.
SA GCQ, anyone there? Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there?
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. This is KE8LAX. How are you doing today, Darren?
I'm doing all right. I'm driving home trying to get ready for the meeting. Hopefully, figure out how to fix my router again, but whatever. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got all my stuff loaded up. I got my helper with me, and we'll go from there. So I'll probably be there early. I don't know if you caught... message, but we're redoing pictures entirely for the entire team. So at some point at the meeting, either before or after, be sure to stop by and see me.
I'll stop by and get my mugshot. That picture that I sent him anyways wasn't necessarily the best.
Yeah, that's all right. We're just redoing new ones for everybody, so no issues there.
I'm at the same 13 and McWinder intersection with a red light that seems like it always wants to stay red.
Fair enough. You're getting a good signal in. I find it kind of Your QTH must be in a dead spot, because I believe that as the crow flies, you're actually closer to the machine when you're at home than currently where you are. So you must just be in one of those dead spots.
I don't know what to think of that. Also, I'm off at a different antenna, so three different directions, so could be that I'm coming off of a different sector antenna too.
Yeah, I don't know, but these last few days, and definitely the net, you've been getting in a lot. You've been getting in a lot better, and I think I heard you mention that you were coming home from work. Yeah, you ended up finding a job. What did you end up finding?
I don't really want to talk about it too much on the air, but I found a job, software development stuff, as you probably were going to guess.
just another job. Nothing too exciting.
Copy that. Well, congratulations. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. Did I lose you, Darren?
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, I had said congratulations. I don't know if you caught that or not.
Yeah, thank you. You have an open GD77 radio, right? Because I think I heard that has some features in it that work well with satellite tracking in terms of the frequencies.
No, I ended up not getting an open GD77. I ended up getting the BTEC 6X2 Pro. For the price, it was just a good solid radio.
Yeah, I'm on my BTEC right now. It's the BTEC UV Pro that I'm off of. I kind of just been bringing that one around with me a little bit more recently.
Well, it's a good sounding radio. I obviously I got mine for the DMR capabilities, obviously, and for the price point, it's literally Anytone 878. So I'll take it for what it is, but it's been doing me very well. John convinced me to spend a little bit of extra money to get something better. So, and so far I'm not regretting it. Back over to you. This is KE8LAX.
What I was hoping to find in a radio was kind of an APRS-like feature with APRS and the messaging of APRS alongside the DMR stuff, because I think it'd kind of be cool feature set to have on a radio together.
Yeah, I think this radio does have APRS built into it. I haven't played with it, though. I've got the APRS on the mobile, and I'm not huge on using it all the time. It's only on rare occasion that I use it. There's something about people knowing exactly where I'm at is, sometimes it's fine when you're doing, like stuff with the team, and you're driving around just doing stuff like that. It's fine, but my every day-to-day kind of stuff, I don't leave the APRS on.
Yeah, well, I'll have to look into that one. I'm not familiar too much with the VTEC side of things. I've kind of heard that they're supposedly just the Baofeng company in America, but I've also heard that they're an American company, and their software doesn't look the same as Baofeng software, so I really don't know what to make of any of it.
So BTEC itself is an American company, and basically they buy Chinese radios, and they make their own firmware and software, give it some upgrades, and make it nice, and then sell it to you at a pretty nice price point. Like this 6X2 DMR, it literally says on their website that they buy it from Anytone and then they put their own firmware in it. So, no complaints there. And their customer service is pretty spot on. I ended up sending them an email and they got back to me within 4, maybe 5 hours, which is pretty darn good.
Yeah, I've interacted with their someone on their group before a few times, pointing out just some odd intricacies of how they handle APRS messages that isn't fully up to what I expect in terms of like actually useful, particularly with the weather stations and picking up those signals. Whenever I pick up those signals, it doesn't process those messages any. So I don't necessarily know which one's the humidity, which one's the temperature, unless I kind of remember that the temperature's a T and something humidity. So that's where I was kind of talking to them, trying to see if they could figure out how to get it better.
Fair enough. Well, I'm gonna cut out here. I'm kind of sitting in some traffic, so I'm gonna say 73s and pay attention to the road here. But we'll be seeing you here in the next couple hours. So this is KE8LX, and I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Yeah, 73. This is KE. Well, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
When you go to have it in Nagoya.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 42 degrees.
KF8BSC in the mobile, 14738. Downtown Flint, anybody out there?
KF8BSC from KM8. AD, Dan, on my way out of East Lansing. How are you?
East Lansing, good gracious. There's a mile or two between us. I just heading home from work. I jumped over on the 2-6, and the guys that I usually talk to weren't answering up, so I thought I would see who's out and about.
Ah, well, it's good to hear life on the repeater tonight. Yeah, I'm on the 147-28 Lansing stick, and I think, yeah, it's pretty much linked all the way up the east side of the state.
Yes, sir. Name is Randy here. I was talking with a couple younger guys yesterday. One young guy lives in the New Lothrop area, which is off of M57, northern Genesee County, Shiawassee County, and we were just marveling at what you can do on a link system. It's just crazy.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, name's Dan. I frequent this repeater quite a bit, and the 145.39, which is on the WKER TV tower. That one's not linked. That's the La Cedra repeater, Lansing Civil Defense Repeater Association. And they do a lot of Skywarn nets and stuff. But yeah, sometimes this repeater is pretty active. I mean, it's got a lot of other sticks linked to it, and I really enjoy it. And there's another one, Mount Pleasant, repeater in Jackson. That one's linked all up the, I think it's the W8IRA, that's linked all up the west side of the state. And a gentleman chimes in there quite regularly from Green Bay. He's up on a hill, he's got some elevation, nice shack and a decent tower, and you can hit it straight across the lake.
That is doing, I'm in Genesee County, north of Flint, little town called Clio.
Yes, I've heard of Clio. That's where I think NBC25 EYI has their transmitter. I think they're licensed to Clio, matter of fact. But yeah, I can't remember going through the area unless we went through there coming back from we had a little vacation in East Palace, just 2 days for the family last summer and right on the lake there. But no, St. John's is my home base, and I work at MSU, so I just got out of work a little late tonight, but I just went by the pharmacy and picked up some prescriptions, and back on my way home right now.
Yes, sir. WEYI, their broadcast studio used to be right there on the Genesee County, Tuscola County line. Tower's still there. Broadcast studios are, I don't know, 7-8 miles north now off of Pearson Road, Pearson and 75. But KFHUI Clay Hewitt out of the Flint area here. He's a station manager for several radio stations. And he's done work up on that. I think that tower's 1,300 foot tower. It is up in the air.
KM8DAV. I heard that it was pretty tall, and I think that's I don't know how long that tower's been there, but it's been a long time. But yeah, they're probably the building you're talking about is probably because they consolidated with Fox 66. And I remember that building well because I used to work production on the St. Thomas outreach mass that they do here, and they used to pay me $50 to deliver the tape to Flint on Saturday night. So I remember dropping off the tape at that building, and chief engineer there at the time, his name was John. He gave me a tour of the place, and I think they renovated that whole plant. But I know what you're talking about, I think.
You, first of all, you said your call was KM8DAD as in dad. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. Kilo Mike 8 Delta Alpha Delta. When I got my check ticket 2 or 3 years ago, I signed up for that as a vanity call because it's my initials. Not only is it spelled bad, it's my initials, and I put an M in there for my wife's name, and I like K. It rolls off the tongue, and it was amazing. I put in the top 25 choices, and that was my first choice, and I was amazed. That's the one they gave me.
When I heard your call, I thought, did he say KM8 Dad? That's pretty cool. Do you work in the broadcast field for over there at MSU?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been doing this kind of work. I started out in radio. I've been doing TV operations, around Lansing because I grew up around here. I've been working around here in TV for 40 years, and I've been at WKAR. MSU for maybe 27 in April. So yeah, just technical operations, stuff relating to TV and radio, making sure everything's on the air and running the way it should. What do you do?
Well, I'm retired from law enforcement. retired back in, I retired young. I was only 43 when I retired back in 2003. Still do armed security work, but in the broadcast field, I've done, I do quite, not as much anymore, but I used to do a lot of voiceover work. I did a lot for 25 and 66 back a few years ago, but more so on the radio side. Just something I've always enjoyed. I was decent at it, so gave me an extra hobby. I have wanted, my dad retired from the Genesee County Sheriff's Department, and since 1982 I have wanted to get my amateur radio license, and finally, a year ago this past July, I said, doggone it, I'm 64. I'm finally gonna do it. So I took the test. I think I missed two, and for now, tech license is good enough for me. It allows me to do what I wanted to do to begin with.
Well, congratulations on getting your ticket. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's tech license. That's, even that is, that's a big step, because even though, you know, they don't have the requirements for Morse code stuff that they had, you know, several years back. I mean, I got interested in it as a teenager, and, you know, I worked in commercial radio around here for several years, you know, part-time, full-time, kind of back and forth, and yeah, I really enjoyed that, and I got into listening to Skywarn spotters as a teenager, and I think it only took me about 40 years. I was, 57 when I got mine, so, yeah, I mean, it's better late than never, I always say. And yeah, I mean, you know, this tech license and UHF, DHF privileges, especially with repeaters like this, I mean, it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot you can do with it. Have you worked any with the digital protocols, the DMR, or any of that stuff?
No, sir, I have not. In fact, I was just talking yesterday evening with those two young guys about DMR, and it's something I want to investigate a little further, but starting to get a little scratchy. I think our distance is getting a little too much. You still copy me? This is KF8BSC in the mobile.
KF8BAD mobile. Yeah, I think I'm pretty much, I'm starting to get out of range, and basically my mobile is my 5-watt HT. Hooked up to a magnet mount on the back, so I might not quite be making it by now.
Oh, I can still copy you. Just a little scratchy is all. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in my driveway. It was nice chatting with you. You usually hang out around this time. I know you said that you're a little late getting out of work, but I'll have to listen up for you. I usually monitor both 3.8 and the 2.6.
Yeah, I usually monitor in the morning. And I'm at home from work. Normally I would get out around 4:30. I got into some projects today, and I have a bad habit of immersing myself in things. So I do better get home soon, because I don't want my wife to think I fell into a sinkhole.
I hear you. Have a good night, Dan. Enjoyed chatting with you. This is KF8BSC in the mobile. I'll be clear on your final, Dan.
KF8BSC, great to meet you, Randy. And yeah, 73, great talking with you. And hopefully catch up with you soon. Like I tend to frequent this, probably my most frequented repeater. So yeah, I'll make sure I check in, and I'll listen for you for sure. But,
right, and have a good night.
Q Little Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there? This is Q Little Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there?
Go ahead, Aaron. KKKGO. Can you have the KKKGO?
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 42 degrees.
NAWRO KEAZRI.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 43 degrees.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo. KDA-CWA, KDA-CWA, N8RHK. Nothing heard, N8RHK clear.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees.
KEA LAX monitoring.
Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees.